Good morning.
Hi.
Welcome to you all to this, our harvest service. I think you'll agree the church looks really colourful and fantastic, and we're very grateful to Steve Wenman and her band of helpers for their expertise, time and hard work. So thank you to them. If you are a visitor with us, we do give you a special welcome and very much hope that you will feel at home particularly and make yourselves known to someone nearby or perhaps a steward at the door or anybody you would like to talk to. We have one item of personal news. I'm sorry to say that Alan Johnson is coming close to the end of his life. So do please remember him and the family in your prayers. As you see from the service paper, it's filling shoebox time again. This is a really worthwhile activity, and if you would like more information or indeed taking a shoebox, then you can take one from the Mayo Hall. A reminder that today we receive the donations to the URC's Commitment for Life appeal. This is an annual appeal to support some of the poorest parts of the world. We have our book club starting up soon. The kick-off meeting is on Tuesday, the 17th of October, in the evening. So do please speak to me, or Katie Frost, if she's here, I'm not sure she is, but anyway, do speak to me if you would like more details about that. Being harvest, we do have harvest gifts to give to some of our folk who can't be with us. So if you could deliver a gift to any of the people on the list I'm about to read, that would be really helpful. The gifts are in the meeting room on the ground floor, so do just go there, take it, and please remember to tick the list to say you've actually taken the gift. So the people we are hoping to you could possibly deliver to are Margaret Dawson, Margaret Smith, Valerie Parkinson, Cora Young, Pat Brooks, Margaret Jones, Anne Mackay, Margaret Davis, and Mary Williamson. And of course, they can't be with us, so we do need to remember those people as well in our prayers. But if you can help by taking a gift, that would be fantastic. Thank you very much.
If I say the words in the light type, would you be bold? God of life and love. God of all peoples and all places. God of the earth and the heavens. You visit the earth and water it. You make springs gush forth in the valleys. God of life and love. We join to sing, we plough the fields and scatter.
Thank you.
Have a seat. Can I just give you a wee bit of education? Which is to say that I would say in Britain, Harvest Festival is something that used to happen. That ship has sailed. It's not a cultural thing for us. However, in Korea, harvest is a big deal. Families gather, it's an important time, big meals together. And that explains some of the beautiful clothes. Up you get, come on, up you get. Come on, come on. See this box, up you get. Could you, up you, come. That's beautiful. Come on, up you get, come on, come on, come on. That is one, come on this box. Go on, you can do it. Beautiful, yay. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Even better, Gamsamida. Yeah, it's good. That's good. Thank you. So, in terms of clothes for church, the bar has been set. Okay, just putting out there. Just putting out there. So, let us join to pray. Let us pray. Seeing you in the work of creation, we praise you. Hearing you in your Son's stories, we praise you. Feeling the presence of your Spirit, we praise you. You give to us from the goodness of creation. Yet we look to the world for what it gives us. You speak to us in parables of change. Yet when we listen, we are slow to shift. You reach out to us through your Spirit. Yet we ignore you and the call of conscience. Forgive us, we pray, and make us thankful for all the good things of harvest. Move us to share them with others. Help us to make the best use of your creation. For you, Lord our God, maker of heaven and earth, are shown all around us. Your hand is in the wonders of nature. Things that are bright and things that are beautiful. You are God who has saved the world, and your love is plain to see and to know. You are God who is the giver of life. Lord our God, maker of heaven and earth, redeemer of the world, giver of life, we give you praise. Thanks be to you, our God, for now, forever. Amen. We join to say the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done. So this is a day when we're gathering to celebrate and be grateful for all that God has given us. But that also leads us to be called to be generous people. And one of the ways that we are encouraged is through the Link for Hope scheme, which we're going to see a video about in a minute. And can I just tell you about this thing, which is that each one of us might be motivated to give, but I think that this is a thing that there are a whole load of people who are nothing to do with church who also might be really interested in. So I say that to you. Put that at the back of your head as you're listening. Roll VT.
I've had the opportunity of visiting Eastern Europe to look at their projects and also to help with the distribution of some of their shoeboxes. So many people live in appalling conditions, ramshackle houses, very little heating, no sanitation, no access in many cases to clean drinking water, and a very limited electricity supply. When the shoebox delivery team goes out in the early winter, the conditions are appalling. There's thick, deep mud everywhere. Later in the winter, the temperatures can dip to minus 20. Life is so difficult for people. Every year, the shoebox delivery team takes shoeboxes to schools, to churches, community centres and houses. We will go into a classroom and there's great excitement and noise. I can tell you the boxes are so well received. Hope works in these communities all year round. Shoeboxes allow us to build relationships with communities in order for us to undertake education and social care. We operate kindergartens and homework clubs. In Moldova, we have the Inn of Love, where people come from miles around to have a meal and company of others. Part of the team went to Ukraine, where they were driven to an old hotel where refugee families with disabled children escaping from the war in the east had been evacuated to. They met children who were blind, had cerebral palsy, and were in wheelchairs. Families had been forced into a cycle of poverty just because they had a child who was disabled. The Ukrainian government won't pay benefits for people living in areas under Russian control. Unable to financially survive without government assistance, they had no choice but to leave their homes to become a refugee in the West, and so they were barely surviving. The hats, gloves, toiletries, cuddly toys, games, etc. that we gave out were gratefully received. How can you help at Link to Hope? You can help by packing either a family shoebox or an elderly shoebox. Every year we send out over 40,000 boxes, but they are more than boxes. They give hope to people. The hope that one day the children you see in their kindergartens will not have to leave their villages. The hope that one day the elderly will not have to endure the loneliness and isolation and see their families again. We are confronted with what appears to be overwhelming poverty. And one quote I came across from Mother Teresa, who said, "In life, not all of us can do great things, but we can all do small things with great love." We can't do everything, but with your help, support, generosity, we may be able to do greater things.
First of all, I just want to say thank you to those of you who have already taken a shoebox. And I know of at least one family who have filled it and wrapped it already, so I'm very impressed with their quick work. But the deadline for us is actually the 29th of October. I've got lots of these shoeboxes in the hall, so I'm encouraging people to take them. And as Leslie said, it's not just for us, but maybe our friends, our neighbours, our families might want to fill one as well. For us, certainly groups like Tots Praise, Parents and Toddlers, the Friday Dancers, they are very kindly taking these as well. So it'd be great for us to join in with them. When you take your box, I do want to reiterate, you do need to read the leaflet because it's different to last year. All the instructions are on the inside about what can go in it and also what can't go in it. And the instructions about how it needs to be wrapped and all of that stuff is on the inside, and how to wrap it as well. So please do read it. And as I say, the deadline is the 29th of October. And if you want to see some more photographs of the work, and in particular the deliveries from last year, there's a photo album here that I'll leave with the shoeboxes, and you can have a look through and see people receiving the gifts that that we send them. So I'd be very grateful if we could get as many of these done as possible by the 29th of October, and then we'll fill up big crates and get them sent off in a van, and hopefully we'll be able to put a smile on someone's face. So thank you in advance.
Let's pray together. It's a small thing, but you have called us, O God, to live our days doing the best that we can with the resources that we have and the small people that we are. So bless this work. We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. While the earth remains...